World of Pub by Tony Roach.
Touchy.
Barry?
Gary? Yeah, pub's a bit quiet tonight.
Yeah, don't know why.
Don't know why? Barry, it's the millennium. Everyone's going mad about it.
Yeah? And?
Oh, Barry, this is a very big deal. There are people from here to Timbuktu who think the world is going to end.
Brethren, have you heard the news? The world is going to end in the year 2000.
How do you know?
It is foretold in this, the gospel according to Susan. Susan, chapter 3, verses 11 to 15.
Have you heard the news? We're all going to die. Killed by a swarm of killer bees. Pass it on.
We're all going to die. The earth will warm by 100 degrees. Pass it on.
We're all going to die. Something to do with trees. Pass it on.
Hey, mate, have you heard the news?
No, mate. What's that?
Elvis is dead.
Oh, I bet I've been another tinny. I'm telling you, the millennium's freaking people out.
Well, I think it's stupid to be afraid of it. I think we should celebrate it. After all, the millennium comes but once a year.
Well, that is why your pub is empty. Everyone in the East End's gone down to Greenwich to take a butcher's at the Dome.
What's in that Dome, anyway?
I heard they're going to fill it with tin food and use it as a massive cupboard.
No, it's a gladiatorial arena, right, where people will be forced to fight Tina Turner to the death.
No, that's the Thunderdome.
Oh. Is it that they're going to use it as the world's largest jelly mould?
I'll tell you what I heard. I heard that an evil supervillain is using it as his secret evil base, where he will base all his secret evil.
Gary, aren't secret bases normally secret?
Well, you didn't know about it, did you?
What are they going to put in there? You got any idea, Dodgy?
I've no idea.
Well, we've been in charge of the Dome project for a year and a half now. We're about to open. What are we going to put in here?
No idea.
Jelly?
Oh, what about a woman selling some scones?
Scones.
Were we not going to put in a big pillar at one point?
Ah, yes, yes, a big pillar. What was that for again? Oh, was it to stop the roof caving in?
Think so.
Yeah.
I'm Gavin Conrad. This is Newsroom East End. The Cockney headlines tonight. Pearly monarchy in crisis. Scientists discover new word to rhyme with orange. And after the unexpected collapse of the Greenwich Dome, the government announces £3 billion for alternative millennium projects.
Yeah, you want to get in on that?
With what?
Pub 2000.
I like it. What is it?
I'll explain on the way. Let's go see the Millennium Committee before they give all the cash to some pony opera company.
Next. We build an enormous white elephant, 800 foot high.
Approved.
Next.
The Millennium Firework Extravaganza. Explosion so big, they're probably dangerous.
Approved.
Next.
We bake a really big flan, the Millennium Flan, and everyone comes and eats a little bit.
Not sure.
Sounds a bit silly.
All right then, Keish.
Approved.
Next.
Rhinoceros, the musical.
Everyone wants a rhinoceros. La 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 rhinoceros.
Approved.
Next.
Pub 2000.
Ooh.
Run by a supercomputer.
Ooh.
A computer with lots of features.
Ooh. Features.
Approved.
Next.
126-hour underwater opera based on the life of Thomas Aquinas, sung in Latin by a robot scribbler.
Approved.
I don't know, Dodgy. I'm not sure about all this. What do you think, not at all ironic, Bob?
I think it's the best idea I've ever heard. And I mean that. I really do. And I'm not being ironic.
Shut up, Bob. Told you.
What is your problem, Barry? Don't tell me you're one of those people who think the world's going to end at all.
Repent, repent, the end of the world is nigh. Look, sign.
Oh. What does it say?
It says it's the end of the world.
Oh. No, it doesn't. It says the world's end. But it's not a sign, it's the name of our pub.
Oh, right. Sorry.
Yeah, now clear off.
I'm not worried about the world ending, it's just we don't know anything about computers. And this is going to be a big computer. I mean, what if it goes wrong?
It won't.
Oh, right then.
Now, I've organised a big star-studded launch. Build a few celebs, all the big names from the world of science fiction. Jarvis Cocker.
Jarvis Cocker? Oh, I don't know, Dodgy. Don't you remember what happened last time you brought him down here?
Hey, Dodgy, you know, it's not very, like, salubrious or nothing, is it?
How do you mean, Jarvis?
Well, you know, it's got, like, dried stick on the wall.
Look, there's nothing wrong with this place. It's very wholesome.
Hey, you! You shot my wife!
Yeah, well, she cut the legs off my dog.
I'm gonna rip your head off!
Oh, yeah?
Yeah!
Oh, yeah? You and whose army?
Me and the Royal Welsh Fusiliers.
Hey, Dodgy, mate, I don't like the look of this, right? I'm off.
No, it's all fine. I told him if he did it, I'd give him a big piece of Edam and a big bottle of champagne.
What'd he say?
Nice one. Sorted for cheese and fizz. All right.
All we gotta do now is get this computer built. PC Paul, Dodgy Phil, supercomputer. Biggest ever built. Yeah, mate. No, mate. Nice one. He said he'd be round as soon as possible. PC.
Mr. Phil, Mr. Barry, Mr. Gary, I'll crack straight on if that's all right. There we go, all done. Well, that's it. I call it Mal.
Why Mal?
Well, it's short for Malcolm.
So, it's not short for malfunction.
No.
Right.
Any other questions?
Yeah, I've got a question.
Hmm?
Why did I call you PC Paul?
I'm not sure. I suppose it might be my manic obsession with and comprehensive knowledge of the personal computer, or PC as it's more commonly known.
Oh, right.
Alternatively, it could be something to do with my strong belief in political correctness.
Yeah, I see.
Then again, it might be because I'm a police constable.
Right, yeah.
Or it might be because my full name is Peter Christopher Paul. My parents were Catholics. They thought giving me three Christian names would make me sound more holy, and them sound like they had a bigger family.
Blimey, sorry I asked.
So what can it do?
What can't it do? I got the parts from my cousin who works for NASA, so it's state of the art, and it's directly linked to every other computer in the world, so it can access anything, anywhere.
Can you play games on it?
No.
Aww.
Oh, well, it does come with solitaire.
Solitaire? Fantastic. I love that.
So how does it work?
Well, I haven't got time to explain, I'm afraid. I'm working on the Millennium Bug Task Force.
The Millennium Bug? Yeah, I had that recently.
No, Gary, that was the Veruca.
Oh, yeah.
Here's the manual. Volume 1. Volume 2. Volume 3. Volume 4. It's appendix. I'm sure you'll be able to figure it out. Oh, there's one other thing. Don't let anyone muck around with it.
That would be very bad.
Barry, Gary, let's open up. Ladies and gentlemen, it gives me great pleasure to introduce you to the future of drinking technology. Welcome to Pub 2000. Run by a supercomputer. A computer with lots of features.
But what's it get malfunction?
It won't malfunction. This is top of the range here. This is the sort of stuff they have at NASA.
7 November, go. To celebrate the millennium, we at NASA are introducing Telescope 2000.
It's a telescope run by a supercomputer, which will give us advanced warning of potentially deadly meteorites.
And to mark the official opening, please welcome Mr. Woody Allen.
Thank you, Ben. I you should know this about me. I have a strong aversion to death. You know, just the thought of it makes me nauseous. You know, so you know, it gives me great pleasure to hereby declare this telescope open. God, it's sirens. Sirens really set my teeth on edge, you know. Unless we're talking about the Greek goddess variety, in which case, you know, it's terrific with that wonderful kind of...
Well, Jim, it appears there's some kind of, like, meteorite on the screen.
The meteorite? Hey, I gotta tell you, you know, meteorites make me nauseous.
Everyone stay cool. It'll be a malfunction. Try hitting the computer, John. You probably just got a squirrel in there or something.
You're absolutely right, Jim. It was just a squirrel.
Oh, my God, a squirrel? I gotta get out of here. I have a terrible phobia of these things, you know? The teeth and the fur and the tails, they remind me of my first wife.
Man, that Woody Allen guy's real tense.
It's a drinking environment unlike any other. Feel free to explore it. The pub is arranged in zones. This is the spirit zone, where we sell all our spirits. To your right is the beer zone, and beyond that is the toilet zone.
Well, Leonard, shall we explore this strange new world to seek out?
Yes, Jim. Whatever.
I see they have the same automatic doors we had in Star Trek.
Fascinating.
Ha. Huh. They've even dyed their beer blue to make it look more futuristic, just like we used to.
Jim, I think you'll find that's swindly.
Hey, Dodgy, this is great.
I told you, this is going to be the defining moment of the millennium. Nothing can overshadow it.
Jim, I got another meteorite on the screen.
And it's definitely not a squirrel.
No, it's like a meteorite. And it looks like it's on some kind of collision course with the Earth.
Can you punch it up for me?
Oh, bummer. Yeah, if we don't do something to stop it...
What?
It could, like, destroy the whole of America?
Yeah, and, like, other places, too.
Oh, like where?
Well, like South America?
Yeah.
China?
Yeah.
Europe?
Right.
Queens?
Hey, so it's not all bad news, then.
And now, to mark our official opening, please welcome Mr. Jarvis Cocker.
Aye, thanks, hiya. Well, I've been asked by my mate Dodgy here to write a song for the pub, so here it is. It's called Pub 2000. Hope you like it.
But tell me now, do you recall the old pub was very small, with dried stick on the wall, and when I came round to call, there was always a pub brawl. So I said, let's all meet up in the pub 2000. Won't it be great when we're all really drunk?
Oi, give it in. Oi. There's enough of that. Get off.
No, but it's wrong with ball beef and carrots. Right. All that remains now is for me to switch the computer on. Ladies and gentlemen, this is one small beer for man, one giant booze up for mankind.
Patching you through to the White House now.
Establishing video link.
Mr. President.
Jim, what is this thing?
It's an asteroid, sir.
Have you checked that it's not a squirrel?
Oh, we have, sir.
What kind of damage are we...
Damage? Ooh, total, sir. It's what we call a global killer. The end of mankind, you know. It doesn't matter where this thing hits. Nothing would survive, not even bacteria. No, not even ants or flies or wasps. I guess, you know, wasps aren't so bad, but puppies, they'll die.
I get the picture. So do we have a strategy?
Oh, absolutely, sir. We drew up a plan after watching that movie, Armageddon. You know the one where they send Bruce Willis into space to save the world?
So there's nothing to worry about?
No, sir. We have the situation under complete control.
So what now?
We send Bruce Willis into space.
It's a nice idea, but seriously.
We have a nuclear missile cleared, ready for launch. All we have to do is tell the computer to initiate launch sequence.
Okay, let's do it.
3, 2, 1. We're up to bat.
Yeah, is it interactive?
No.
I mean, we can't play with it.
Oh, this is rubbish. Come on, let's go.
Yeah,
come
let's
on. No, wait. It is interactive.
Yay! Yeah!
Dodgy.
Well, they were going to leave, weren't they?
But the computer's linked up.
to all the other computers in the world, and if we let people muck around with it, it will be very bad.
Relax, it'll be fine. Tell the computer to initiate launch. Launch initiated.
T-minus 1 minute to launch.
Hey, this internet stuff is amazing!
Yeah, I found a website for the Luddites, www.luddite.com.
What does this button do?
Hi, all the machines from the arcade have gone weird.
Yeah, look at Seeking 3, it's gone really keen.
Oh, that really hurts!
Oh, I'm so sick!
Easy, Tiger!
Oh, stop it! It is weird.
It didn't do nothing!
Try this button.
Behold, the android Scylla.
Brilliant! That is brilliant! How does it work?
Watch.
Hello, Chuck. Hello, Chuck. What's it all about?
What's happening?
I don't know.
Turn it off. I'm trying.
What are you doing, Dave?
That's weird. Nothing happened.
Try this one.
Minus 10 seconds to launch and counting. 5, 4, 3.
What the hell?
The computer's gone down.
That is very weird.
Looks like there's been some kind of global crash.
Brion!
Printer's gone offline?
I'm afraid we've lost it.
You know, there's only one thing that could affect so many computers like this. It's something my cousin built.
Hey, can you patch us through it?
Yep, I'll put us on their big screen.
Are you sure this lot aren't doing any damage, Dutcher?
Barry, 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 Barry!
Stop being such an old woman.
Establishing video link.
Hello, London. This is NASA. London, we have a problem. We've detected a meteor on a collision course with Earth. Please, there's no need for panic. We can destroy the meteor very easily. However, your computer has been interfering with ours, so we need you to reset it.
How do we do that?
You just need to go to the IMX unit. It should be adjacent to your ENG drive.
Do what?
The big yellow and green thing next to the shiny blinky thing.
Right.
Now, you'll see two buttons there.
Right. A blue one and a red one.
One will reboot the computer. The other will initiate the self-destruct mode. So please push the reboot button.
Which one's that?
You don't know?
No.
You mean you haven't read the manual?
No.
Oh, let's see. It's red instead of blue. That would kill you.
So it's blue.
Oh, or is it... Blue instead of red means you'll be dead.
So it's red.
I thought it was blue, not red. Otherwise, you might as well cut off your head.
Right, blue.
Then again, it might be red, not blue, and you'll blow up the whole world, including all the shopping malls, so you won't be able to buy anything new.
So, red? Could I just interrupt you at this point and say that A, Dodgy's colorblind, and B, both the buttons are black?
Oh, they're both black?
Yes.
Is one, like, more black than the other?
No.
In that case, try the left one.
Initiating self-destruct. T minus 10 minutes and counting.
Okay, try the right one.
Accelerating self-destruct. T minus 5 minutes and counting.
The computer's self-destructed!
What are we gonna do?
We panic now.
I guess so.
Okay, everybody panic! What does this mean?
Well, it means the world's about to end.
Oh, the end of the world is nice, aren't you?
Well, this is hardly a time for gloating.
All right, sorry.
Listen, can we reverse the self-destruct?
Oh, afraid not. You're fried bread, man.
Video link concluded.
Brown bread, you idiot.
Quick, Gary, put some music on the jukebox. Something to calm everyone down.
Right.
Oh, good choice, Gary.
Dodgy, do something.
Hello,
PC, Dodgy Phil. Good, mate. And yourself?
Oh, she's fine, yells.
Dodgy!
All right, Barry, all right. Listen, PC, slight problem. Yeah, that's right, yeah. That's right, yeah. Yeah, that's right. Okay, cheers, mate. Ta-da.
So, Dodge, is PC going to come and fix it or what?
He said he'd love to, but he can't.
Why not?
He's having his tea.
Fair enough. Wait, I've got an idea. Now, this is an extremely valuable piece of machinery. It's the most sophisticated computer ever built. It's capable of solving any problem in existence. It's capable of solving the very problem we are faced with right now. Unfortunately, it's self-destructing, so I say we smash it to pieces.
Yay!
Throw your beer glasses at it. Throw your empty beer glasses at it.
Yay!
On the count of three. One, two, three.
No good. We'll never get past the computer's laser defense system. We might as well give up.
Yeah, but on the plus side, it's a free light show.
Yay!
Hooray! Okay, let's carry on.
Hey, Barry, you could charge for this.
Dodgy.
Just a little.
Hey, Jim.
Yeah?
What do you figure is going on out in the world right now?
Well, let's see.
The meteor will impact in just a few minutes' time, I'd say. Rioting, mass religious hysteria, total chaos, and that's just Woody Allen.
I really do feel tremendously nauseous. You know, it's...
Mind you, I bet the rest of the world isn't taking it any better.
I wholeheartedly agree with my Kenyan colleague's suggestion that we set up a UN initiative to look into the possibility of passing a resolution which would make it illegal for deadly meteorites to wipe out the world's population. My one reservation, however, is that this resolution might lack real bite.
Oh, look, what is the point? We're all going to die. I'd like to propose a motion whereby we all panic immediately.
Motion passed.
Brothers and sisters, I say we march on Downing Street. We're handing our petition and we demand an end to this meteor oppression.
Because he controls the media.
No, he controls the media.
All right, look, what's the point?
We're all going to die.
Have you heard the news, mate?
No, mate, what's that?
The world's going to end.
Be rubbing another tinny.
We're out of tinnies. Dodgy, this is your fault. Do something about it.
Right, there's only one person to call in this situation.
Of course. Barbara Cartland.
Hey?
Well, she's really old and wise.
No, I was thinking more along the lines of Bill Gates.
Bill Gates? Are you mad? I mean, you don't even know him.
Do you? What, Bill Gates? Oh, yeah. Me and him, we're Bill Gates' mates. Always go and see him when I'm in the Bill Gates state. He sells me computers at discount. Bill Gates. Right. I met him at the opening of one of those church Bill Gates. Jumble sales.
Oh, Dodgy, get on with it.
All right, I'll bell him.
Hello. Dodgy Phil, how can I help you, sir? I see. Well, there is one thing you could do.
Well, what did he say?
He said, have you tried switching it off and switching it back on again?
Well, there's only one thing left to do, Gary.
Right.
Last orders. Last orders at the far forward hillside, please. Listen. Happy New Millennium, everyone. Hey, listen. Computer has stopped.
Hello? Oh, right. That was PC Paul. He said he'd forgotten to mention there was no need to worry.
No.
He forgot to make Mal Year 2000 compliant. So at a stroke of midnight, the Millennium Computer got shut down by the Millennium Bug.
How ironic.
We're saved! Hey, we're back online!
We're saved!
There goes the meteor!
There go the fireworks!
So we're all clear, Mr. President.
I see. Thank you, Jim.
Video link concluded.
That was NASA. The meteor has been destroyed. Well, gentlemen, we have stepped to the brink of the abyss, and we have looked into the heart of darkness. We have come within an inch of the apocalypse, what the Bible calls Armageddon. But we have been blessed, and we have survived. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God for preserving us, and let us pray that we can learn from this experience. Now, where were we?
We were about to determine our position on the Middle East, sir.
Okay. I say we go to war.
Open the window.
Oh, I love fireworks.
Ooh.
Oh. Oh. Oh.
Look out, it's headed right for the ground.
How ironic.
Shut up, Bob.
World of Pub was written by Tony Roach and based on an original idea by Tony Roach and David Specchio. It starred John Thompson, Phil Cornwall, Alistair McGowan, Deborah Stevenson and Simon Greenall. Special effects were by Carl Phillips and Nick Romero, the theme tune was by Bill Bailey and the producer was Jane Batu.
Hello, is that the Millennium Committee for the year 3000? It's Dodgy Phil. Listen, I've got an idea.
And for more information on the Pub 2000, you can access the website at http://www.pub2000@thebar.beer.slash.beer.slash.beer.slash.beer.slash.home.slash.drinkwater.slash.fallasleeponthesofa.com.